My name is Jawad Qureshi. I am entomologist and assistant professor with University of Florida, based at Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee.
So today you spoke about a study that looked at three different organic treatments and compared those to a conventional insecticide as well as a control. And what was the effect of the different treatments on ACP?
These were long-term programs that we evaluated almost for 4 or 5 years. And we did see most suppression in the conventional program. But then we also see great suppression with the organic programs, particularly when we were using the organic insecticides in rotation with either 435 oil or MPEED, which is insecticidal soap. And those programs also provided good suppressions and sometimes comparable to the conventional program.
Which treatments had the greatest effect on yield?
The organic program using organic insecticides with 435 oil has similar yield with the conventional program the first year. And the second year, that program with organic insecticides and 435 oil maintained the yield, whereas the yield went down in the conventional programs. So from those 2 years, it seems that that organic program actually did well in terms of yield. And we are still looking for another year of yield data if we are able to get, and we'll see what kind of result we get there. But for those 2 years, it was that organic program with organic insecticides and 435 oil that provided the better yield.
Can conventional growers incorporate any organic insecticides into their pest control programs?
Yes, definitely. That actually is a good opportunity for them because of consistent use of the conventional insecticides, particularly if you are not rotating the mode of action, it will be really good. If they can integrate some of those organic materials or products like 435 oil in their programs, and that will help reduce the stress on the system and some of the issues that we are seeing with the psyllid resistance and diminishing biological control.
Any other benefits to adding the organic insecticides into the program? What kind of effect would that have on preserving beneficials?
Like I said before, from our experience over all these years, we did see that the parasitoid Tamaraxia radiata, which is one of the psyllid-specific parasite, was able to establish and contribute to the psyllid mortality in the organic program, but very rare in the conventional program. So if the conventional growers try to integrate some of those organic products and elements into their programs, there is a good chance that we may have increased contribution from the parasite as well as the other biological control agents, which also include the predators.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.